day, everyone. It's Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is...
Life.
Welcome to episode 11. On this episode, we'll discuss ridiculousness. Things that we find ridiculous.
Or just plain silly. We want to welcome everybody back. And at the same time, to all the new listeners, we hope you enjoy. And just to remind everybody, this is for thought provocation.
And hit that subscribe button.
Oh, yes. Hit. We just like to get people thinking about topics, thinking about worldly and local situations, what you can do to affect and make a change for you or your local community.
So on my ridiculousness list, here's the thing that you can help in your local community. Stop farting! Due to the ozone layer, we are now supposed to stop farting. Cows are supposed to stop farting, animals farting. We are destroying the ozone layer with our methane gas. I have no idea how we're supposed to stop farting. According to some billionaire non-scientist, the methane that comes out of cows' behinds is destroying the ozone layer. I don't know how you measure that. I don't know if you put that in a plastic baggie and put some kind of device that measures that methane. But I'm sure with 9 billion people on this earth, we're all contributing to that hole in the ozone layer. So stop farting.
The ridiculousness of it is people that have no degree or no business speaking in another field that is not nearly their field of study, just so that they can get airtime to talk about this issue, and then to find out, what was that tidbit you found out about on one billionaire talking about this?
That the cattle ranches and the most farmland is owned by that person? Is that what you're asking? In the United States.
And what was he investing in?
Beyond Burger.
Think about that one a little bit. Talking about billionaires, my ridiculousness, back in the 20s, the rich and the powerful, their race was to have the biggest house, the biggest car. Then that grew to, let's have not only the biggest car, the biggest house, but let's have the biggest yacht. Then it went, I need an airplane. 70s, 80s, 90s, Learjets, private planes, flying all over the world. Now, we live in a world where starvation is rampant, education is deprived from millions, jobs are at a premium, but we have billionaires who have so much money and some reason so much time, we have space races now. We have jumped from yachts and airplanes to them going into space. And we watch it on TV. These news channels cover it as if it's NASA going to the moon for the first time.
But Captain Kirk got to go to space.
Which is the only cool thing out of it. But literally, they are racing to go into space for just a few minute ride to where they float. Guess what? Go to the top of a building, put on a parachute, and jump. You'll float down a lot safer, a lot cheaper, and with that money that you save, you could actually maybe all say, feed a kid, start up a business in a local community somewhere in the United States, Canada, Mexico, give people a way of life. But I understand that you need that $67 billion to survive for that next space race. Have fun. We appreciate you. Me, I'm the guy that clicks off the news station when that happens. And to you news affiliates that cover it, come on. Walter Cronkite would be so disappointed in you.
So this sounds like your next ridiculousness. And also, you could fly at a trampoline park, just jump up and down.
So the next point I want to talk about is going into the news channels. And when I'm talking news channels, I'm talking 24/7, 365, we've got you covered news channels. I'm not talking about a local news channel. I'm not talking about Denver Channel 5 News. I'm not talking about Pittsburgh Channel 7 News. I'm talking about the big boys that are billionaire owned, billionaire operated, who claim to be news channels. We get so caught up in this as a nation. We are so caught up in this. We want to blame divisiveness amongst only the politicians that are creating it. Everyone needs to wake up. Everybody needs to understand. It's not just the news stations that cause this. It's not just the politicians that start this and cause this divisiveness. It's these mega rich billionaire-owned news channels. It's their own propaganda machines. It's their own op-ed stations. You watch any of them, they're all the same. They all spin their own viewpoints, their own opinions on every matter that is political, military, political, economic, political. You getting the hint? You seeing this? Watch a local news channel. At least with the local news channel, you're getting to see what's happening in your community. You're getting to see what's happening in your surrounding communities, but you're getting real news. You're getting to find out what happened to the local school board vote on what happened with the upcoming administration's policies on books or on reading. That would be great to know. Whereas you're watching these politically driven op-ed machines, all you're getting is a billionaire's opinion from paid people to spew their opinions about their own agenda, their own thoughts. Be it liberal, right-wing, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. They're paid to spew opinions. Watch a local news channel. You want to turn these people off and get us back on the right course? My opinion? Don't watch them. Write to them. Tell them you're displeased. You're allowed to do that.
I'm going to give that a blue thumbs up because on the social networks that are run by billionaires, they are also choosing the news that they are now putting in the middle of your personal news feed. So it's interesting we even call it a news feed. And it's interesting that we have to change the name of the company that's been for 20 years now to a new name. So back to the ridiculousness of it all. Social media. There's a lot of things that are ridiculous about social media, but one of the funny things that they've gotten you to do is fight on social media. Is your thumbs up, thumbs down, heart this, oh, that's so sad. All of these silly little stories. I miss the silly cat videos. I miss seeing what people like to eat, no matter how disgusting it looks. I miss family silly photos of somebody blinking. I mean, what happened? If there's somebody else out there that can rewrite that program, let's make a new one that's just for families that can share across the board versus throwing our political and news into our private lives all the time. And let's stop being so angry with each other because you love your family and your friends and you just want to blue thumbs them up all the time, don't you?
Coming from the social media side, because that is a large contributing factor to my next ridiculousness, is that of the mask. Now, my personal opinion, I do not care if you wear a mask in public and private. Do not care. That is your own personal choice. Where I do have a problem is we've condoned and encouraged as communities to frown upon, call out, and shame those that do not choose to wear a mask. First off, shame on you. Secondly, when are we going to go about policing the people that do wear masks to ensure A, they have clean masks on, B, that they have masks on that actually do what's supposed to actually do. Cloth masks do not stop germs. Thank you for carrying a sneeze napkin around your face, I guess. That's about it. How often have you sneezed in it and not changed it?
Ew.
And C, you're carrying something around and you're throwing it on the ground. You're littering. Go to any parking lot. Target, Walmart, which, well, by the way, I won't walk in a Walmart parking lot.
Landfills.
They're full of these masks. And not just the surgical masks, which say disposable. That doesn't mean that they dispose over time in a landfill and just erode like water adds to them and they disappear. That just means you can throw them away after one use. All these are for is keeping your coughing germs, not even germs, your cough contained. A sneeze contained. Everybody wants to be serious about this, then start wearing the N95s. Not the KNs. The N95s or a higher rated functioning mask that actually captures germs and prevents germs from coming in. But let's go back to what I was talking about. Why have we allowed the shaming to go on? This is divisiveness caused by rich people and their agendas. Look around, everybody. What do you see going on right now? I just seen it yesterday. I'm wearing a Christmas mask. I'm wearing a mask that says blankety blank guy for Congress. I'm wearing one that says go state college. Who do you think's making the money off this? Who's benefiting from this? Am I really benefiting by wearing a mask that doesn't 100% protect me? Or is the companies that are doing this benefiting from marketing it to you as if it's the safe and right thing to do? I think I know who's benefiting the most. When's the last time your paycheck was $1 million for a bonus?
PCR test for masks. PCR test for masks.
That's what I'm talking about. If you're going to police one, police them all. We're supposed to live in a country that is, you know, without prejudice, without judgment, and without the fear of going around and being harassed in public. And that's what's happening now. Again, you get a shot, it's your shot, it's your choice. Don't ask me if I've got mine. That's my choice. I won't ask you if you got yours.
And I've always found that my nose hairs protect me pretty well, as they have human beings for 50,000 years or more, or we wouldn't be here, or our nose hairs wouldn't exist. But look, the older you get, the longer they grow, so they must be doing something to protect the older people. Go nose hairs! And on the ridiculousness list, we just watched something that I thought was so fun. Back to social media, is the influencers and how a magician influenced influencers by putting thoughts into their head. What is social media doing to you today in putting thoughts into your head and making random people influencers because in certain issues, they buy likes. They have companies out there that will push those likes. They have algorithms out there that create them to be on the top of your newsfeed to create likes. And suddenly, they're at the top of your feed. And you never heard of this person before, just like viral videos. Where does that all come from? To make you go, I need to know this. I need to do this. Very interesting.
The power of suggestion. We give you our thoughts with the intent of provoking thought within yourselves. We ask you just to think about these things and come up with your own narrative. As Avalon always says, question the narrative. What is the narrative you should be questioning in all these? Basically, it goes down to the fact that who's really controlling what and who's controlling who.
And to that, Edward always talks about think local, act local. It's also time to get out of your local neighborhood. If you've been scared for the last couple years of even leaving your city, leaving your county, leaving your state, go. There's nothing wrong. Nothing's different than it was in 2019, than it was in 2020, later in the year, as it is now. Everything is actually the same. Go talk to people, get to know their experiences, and find out what they think is ridiculous, because some of us have been played.
We can tell you that we, on our own experience going on 2 years, we've both traveled. We have shared our experiences from our travels, and we find that our travel experience has been basically the same. People are out there, they're tired, and they just want to live a life. They want to go out and enjoy the world. They want to do it without being judged because they walk down the street without the mask. You want to save a life? It's not save a life, wear a mask. How about it save a life, change your mask? We're allowed to say these things that they're allowed to shame us. All I'm saying is question it.
And get out there. Go see the world with a big smile on your face and share that smile and you'll see there's a lot more people smiling back at you.
Very true. We hope you've listened and enjoyed. We hope you have taken some of this in to think about.
And we hope you found the absolute ridiculousness of this episode and the little things within it.
And if you're in a car alone, wearing a mask, is it really because you're scared of germs or...
It's the methane gas!
Dun dun!
Don't fart in your car. You might destroy the ozone.
And change a mask and save a life.
Thank you for joining us. This has been another episode of
Life.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zimov Entertainment International.